Well, if you had to name the most famous building in India, I bet you'd say the Taj Mahal. But the Hindu nationalists who run the state of Uttar Pradesh, where the Taj Mahal is located, have erased all mention of it from the official tourist bureau. They say the mausoleum, which was built by a grieving Muslim mogul in the 17th century, is simply not Indian enough. Harrison Akins from the University of Tennessee wrote about this controversy in a recent edition of The Atlantic. He's speaking here with Andrew West.
After making a lot of these comments, the arguing the Taj Mahal does not represent India, doesn't represent Indian culture, you then saw a bit of a sort of retreat in the face of that. And you saw the government beginning to push to say, well, it was also constructed by Hindus, so we support that. And downplay a lot of the early criticism around the government not including the Taj Mahal in the tourism brochure that really sparked this whole debate that we're having right now. So you do see them, in a sense, recognizing that the Taj Mahal is a very important, not just symbol of India, but for them, a very important source of tourism revenue. Yeah. So they have tried to mitigate the problems that resulted from their initial move.
Yeah, well, you've pointed out in your piece in The Atlantic that there are sort of two ways that the Hindu nationalists are going at this. Some want to effectively try to erase the Taj Mahal, not physically, but from the mentality of the world as a symbol of India. But then others are saying, look, no, it was actually a 12th century Hindu structure, which is very odd because I think most of us know that it was built, I think, in the 18th century, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was originally constructed as a mausoleum for the wife of Shah Jahan, Mumtaz Mahal, which is where the term Taj Mahal comes from. But a lot of promoters of Hindutva ideology argue that the Taj Mahal is in fact a Hindu temple from 800 years ago, dedicated to the Hindu Lord Shiva. And it's not just the Taj Mahal they make. A lot of other mosques, they argue, were originally temples, and the Mughals either destroyed the temple or converted the temple into a mosque. In this argument, they're trying to push for this idea that even though Muslims are 15% of India, Indian Muslims are and have been an integral part of the nation. That's their home. They've lived there for centuries. But they try to push this idea that this is foreign invaders that came in and they destroyed our culture. They attacked our religion, and these monuments must be destroyed in order to help build up what had come before. Some of these people will even argue that the Kaaba in Mecca was originally a Hindu temple.
Right.
So this idea is something that, if you take to the extreme, as some of them do, can produce some quite ridiculous arguments.
I should just correct myself, though. I said that the Taj Mahal was an 18th century construction. I think it's a 17th century construction. Tell us about the chief minister of Uttar Pradesh, a man called Yogi Adityanath, because he is the driver behind this ideology that's effectively trying to de-Islamize the Taj Mahal.
He symbolizes this idea that the BJP pushes of combining religious identity and politics. He's a younger politician, but he kind of represents this opposition to secularism because he himself is a Hindu sadhu. When he stands up in front of crowds, he is cloaked in his priestly robes. Mm. And so in many ways, beyond just the policy advocate, simply appointing someone that is a religious figure like this to a very prominent political position is representative of that Hindutva ideology that they're trying to promote. And so his rise to politics, really beginning in the 2000s, was very much one of these lower level, very fiery rhetoric, largely scapegoating of the Muslim population. He has said comments such as, if one Hindu is killed, then we will kill 100 Muslims. And so a lot of people have connected these policies to greater communal violence.
It's a fascinating conversation too. That was Harrison Akins from the University of Tennessee. You can hear that full interview with Andrew West on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon here on RN. I don't know about you, but if you visited the Taj Mahal, when I went there, I'd always wanted to go there because my father, as a young man in the Air Force, had told me about it. He'd stayed there. In fact, he caught malaria out the back in a tent when he was camping there. But I'd always wanted to go there, and the sheer beauty of it, it brought tears to my eyes. So I don't think they should be hiding its light under a bushel, if you ask me.